Welcome to the Bambushi Happy Hour. I am Peju Bambushi Roethlisberger.
Hi, everyone, and I'm Naomi Bambushi.
And this is the Bambushi Happy Hour Pop Edition. How are you, Mom?
Oh, I'm wonderful, sweetie. Everything is good on my end. Thank heavens. I'm glad to say that. How's everything with you?
Everything is really good. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and also having a couple of guests, you know, some that are going to be staying with me for Thanksgiving. And have some fun.
I'm packing my things right now. Packing my things as we speak. You know, I hope this time you'll let me at least be your sous chef. Yes, I'm putting it out there in the air because you always tell me, oh my, go sit down and have some cocktails.
You know, I don't like people in the kitchen.
I'd rather be over there being your sous chef. Let me sit over in a little breakfast nook and let me do some, you know, dicing and chopping. I won't interfere with your recipes. Just let me help out. And
you know, I don't like people in the kitchen, Ma.
No. I'll go to the breakfast nook area and I'll be the sous chef and I won't get involved in your recipes. And then this way you will be, you know, finished sooner because I'll be doing all that little tedious work and, you know, you'll be finished sooner and then you can have more cocktails and fun with the rest of us.
Okay.
And also that's family bonding. That's the way.
I think I know you really well, Ma. I don't know how much more we need to bond. I think I know you pretty well.
Okay.
All right. Oh, no, you seem sad. Okay.
That's right.
All right. Yeah. All right. We can sit down
and laugh and joke. And, you know, it's not just me and you there. You know, it'll also be your father and hubby and whatnot. And, you know, we can have more fun. And then I want us to play some Texas Hold'em. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Okay, with dad?
Okay.
Well, he can hold his cards, you know.
Let's tell everybody what we're sipping on, Ma.
Go, sweetie. Ready? You ready for our toast?
Yeah, so this is I hope I'm pronouncing it correctly. Terramana tequila. This is the Rocks tequila. And I had some of it last night when we went to go see Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Please give us a toast.
Okay. All right, guys. This is to health, wealth, happiness, long life, and prosperity. Salud.
Salud.
Ooh, nice and robust. Ooh. Just like the Rock.
That is, yes. Ooh, I love it. Okay. I love it. And you know what, Ma? It's a nice price point. It's really not that expensive. But because, you know, tequila can go up there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
He's a people's champ.
Good, Rock. You did a good job with that one. Okay.
All right. So, Ma,
we have
a new segment called What Else Is New? And this is, okay, it's news, but we really aren't surprised that it's news. Like, it's new.
Okay.
So we got to say,
so what else is new?
Got it.
Okay.
So, Ma, did you hear that Ticketmaster crashed? Did you hear that?
No. How come? What happened?
Well, your girl, Taylor Swift, announced that she was going on a world tour and millions of people tried to get some tickets and some people took off from work. Some people rearranged their schedules. They went home crying, all type of craziness, Ma. Just they rearranged their day because they wanted to get tickets to see Taylor Swift. So what do you think about this, Ma?
So would you want
to go to a Taylor Swift concert?
No, honey, she's not, you know, not on top of my list. I appreciate that she has wide-ranging appeal, you know, and good for her. But no, she's not a person, sweetie, not at all.
No, you know, I have grown to appreciate Taylor Swift. It's not anybody that I just like turn on all the time, but she's a good songwriter. And I have to give her credit for that.
Good for you, Taylor.
So she's in her 30s now. She's a woman.
All right. Oh, good for you, Taylor. So much continued success. Moving on.
Oh, my, but just one other thing. AOC said that Ticketmaster, we need to break up this whole thing with Ticketmaster because
What
it's
she's
a
saying, they're a
monopoly.
monopoly? Yeah.
So there's that. And maybe AOC was going to a Taylor Swift concert, but
Well, she probably has her tickets. Well, she has people. She can hire people to stand online and stay out all night and do whatever they do. Listen, the longest I ever waited online for any kind of ticket to see anybody was a jazz musician named Pharoah Saunders. And that was when I was about 17, 18 years old. I stayed online for 5 hours to get in to see him. And that's the longest I ever waited to see
And
anybody.
that was just about 15 years ago, 15, 20 years ago,
Yes, that was
maybe.
for sure. That was just a few scant years ago.
Okay.
That's
All
it.
right. All right. So, number, here we go, Bob, with Nick. Oh, I was going to say number two, but so Nicki Minaj, Bob.
What's
No
up with Nicki?
Grammy, no Grammy nominations this year. Her song Super Freak, which was a huge hit, was put into the pop category, was submitted, in the pop category instead of
We talked
rap.
about that before. Yeah.
We did talk about it. So, no nominations this year, and Nicki has been
Oh.
nominated in her career 10 times and has never won a Grammy. When Cardi
Oh,
B has
wow.
won a Grammy, Megan Thee Stallion, and we also know Doja Cat
Oh.
has won several Grammys, and Doja Cat is nominated for several more this year, and she doesn't even have a new album.
No, but Doja Cat's little songs are so cute.
Woman is like my record
Woman,
of the
Kiss
year.
Me More. She got something for Kiss Me More already and Say So. Do,
Yes.
do, 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 do. You know what? For you younger people who don't know it, and even some young people may know it, some of Doja Cat's music is throwback, reminiscent of 60s and 70s.
A lot of artists are. A lot of rap artists are in
No, but I mean,
particular.
she got it down pat. Yes, yeah, some of
Okay.
them try, but she actually got it down pat. With a little twist of originality thrown in.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's a lot of Doja Cat's appeal. Okay.
Without when you this wasn't about Doja Cat, my bad,
No,
Ma.
I know, but I
What
just
about Nicki? What are your thoughts on this?
I don't know, honey. I don't know what to say. I don't know how they arbitrarily put her in the pop category. And I don't know what the process is, how they came up with that. Whether they vote on that or what happened. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say to Nikki, right? I'm going to say to Nikki, hang in there. Something bigger and better is coming for you. Don't get mad. Don't get bitter. Stay in there. Okay? Don't let it, because sometimes the path is not clear. You got me? Sometimes you don't see how it's going to work out, but it'll work out. Okay, because you don't see it doesn't mean it's not going to happen for you. Hang in there, Nikki. Hang in there.
Okay, I like that, Ma. I like that.
Absolutely. Stay positive.
Okay, and this is taking a very bad turn here, Mom. So Trump announced that he's running for
Oh,
re-election in
gosh.
2024.
I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear.
We already knew
Just
this was going to
more
happen. This is
negativity, lies,
ridiculous.
hate speech, craziness. Ignorance, bigotry. I don't want to, you know what? I have to find a way to condense my news. I have to find a way. I can't totally cut off from the news, but I'm gonna, if I'm hearing a whole bunch of this lunacy going on and all this cult-like nonsense, I'm going to condense my news down to either maybe an hour in the evening, or I may even hit it like once or twice a week on the weekend, where they do a synopsis of whatever took place during the previous week. I'm not going to be inundated with a whole bunch of Trump lunacy. It's too much.
How is he even allowed
He has
to?
emboldened so many lunatics
How
and
is he
violence, and he
allowed to
needs to be
run
locked
again?
up.
Right.
They had a
What is
chance
this?
during that impeachment process, and they didn't shut him down. Okay.
Okay.
They had a chance to make it where he could not run again, but they
Okay.
refused to do it. They didn't do it. They left the door open, and here he is. And I don't want my mind, I don't want my ears violated with all that vile venom. I don't even want to hear anything from him. So
No,
I
I don't
had
blame you,
to.
ma'am.
No,
No,
I'm
that's
going to control what I listen to. I'm going to control my flow of information, because anything coming from him, is counterproductive to a wholesome, quality, lifestyle. And I don't
Right.
want to hear it, and I'm not going to.
No, I don't blame
Absolutely.
you. I'm with you 100%. This is to me is just very disappointing, but it was also expected. We knew this was going to happen. So we'll
Absolutely.
I'm sure, unfortunately, we probably will revisit this, but let's
And
move
I don't
on.
take him as a joke. I don't take him as a joke. I take him as a serious threat to democracy.
Well, you're good with that, Mom, because I think it's all a big joke, but it's not because he
Well,
was
that's how he
president.
got there. That's how he came into power, because people took him as a joke. And then the
No.
next thing you know, he's up there. You know, everybody, listen, even President Obama, during one of his speeches, when they had that annual, what is it, Albert Smith or whatever it is, Albert Smith dinner, you know, that
Yeah, when they
annual thing.
roast people and I
Yeah,
can't think of the name of it.
absolutely. Even President Obama said, oh no, Donald Trump is not going to be president, because he couldn't even conceive of that, and neither could most other people. Not very few sensible people really thought he
The
was
White
going
House Correspondents' Dinner, I
to.
think that's what it is.
Yes, the White House Correspondents' Dinner, and they get a chance to get up there and speak and everything. And President Obama, pretty much denounced Trump and his chances of becoming president. And I remember that very distinctly. And it was just a general sentiment. It was the consensus that, he would not be president. Next thing you know, you waking up on November 8th or 9th or whatever it was in 2000, and this man is the president.
Not 2000.
Yeah,
You
it
said
was 2000.
2000. No,
Well,
it wasn't
whatever year it
2000.
was, 2000,
2000. My, that was 22 years ago.
2016 or whatever it was,
You
you
said
know,
2000.
2000 something.
Okay, that tequila's kicking
2016.
in.
Yeah, 2000, excuse me, guys. 2016, absolutely, and it was just heartbreaking. And after President Obama, then we get Trump.
Okay, let's move on,
Ah,
Ma. Let's
goodness.
move on. Okay, finally.
Well, daughter, you mentioned it, and
I
you
know what you were going
okay.
in, which is good.
Okay.
Okay, so
All
finally,
right.
Ma, Pete Davidson is
Oh, Pete Davidson.
he's dating Emily Radakowski, and I don't
Yeah,
know.
good.
Do you know
Good.
her? The
No, I don't
young
know her.
woman from, and I say, well, I have to call say young woman, whatever.
You're
She's
right.
from the, she's a model. She, I think
All
she's an
right, get
actress
to the
now.
point
She
now,
was in
because we're
the
getting ready to
Robin
dive into this
Thicke and
conversation about Pete
T.I.
Davidson.
video.
Get to the point, Pay.
That was the point. He's dating her
Get,
now, and
move
she's
on. So what else is new? Yeah,
and
I'm
what
going to
else
put it
is
back
new?
on you. So what else is new?
And that's kind of where I'm at. I think that's like if you're a single woman, a recent divorcee, in Hollywood, I think that's the, special
Look, just
flavor
let
that
Pete
you might
Davidson do what he
jump
got to
on.
do. Just let
Okay,
him do
right.
what he got to
Brandon
do.
said it's 10 inches. So, okay. Well, leave that alone. Oh, you got quiet, Ma?
Now I have nothing else to say. Kanye just made a fool of himself, even mentioning anything about how well endowed Pete Davidson is. And that was just an open admission that, Pete Davidson is more well endowed than Kanye is. That was an open admission, and he should have never gone there, because nobody would know whether he's
And he
packing or
said
not.
10 inches. Like, why did he specifically said 10 inches? He had a specific number.
Yes,
That
I
was
heard it. Yes.
right. Okay.
Which
All
just goes
right.
to show, how ridiculous Kanye can be. But go ahead.
Okay. So we're going to move on to one of the highlights of the week, which is us going to go see Black Panther Wakanda Forever. So
Oh, yeah.
this was
Oh,
directed
boy.
by Ryan Coogler, who also directed Black Panther, and then starring Letitia Wright, Lupita Nyong'o, Angela Bassett, Winston Duke, Dana Gurey, Martin Freeman. And there's one question I have to ask you, Mom, but first off, the way the story starts, this is obviously after King T'Challa's passing. And Angela Bassett is queen, and I'm not going to go too much into the details of it because if you haven't seen it, guys, I really highly recommend that you go see it. But they also introduce a character named Namor, who is the king of an undersea nation, and he's just like the indigenous people. And I thought that was excellent.
Oh, me too. I thought that was so creative, so imaginative.
Well,
I love
I
that.
Think that's part
and
of,
I
I
love
think
that
that's
they
part
were
of,
people of color. I
right.
loved it.
I will say this, Ma, though. I think that is part of the comic world. I did some research.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But Ryan Coogler had to figure out, had to do a pivot.
Oh,
And figuring
absolutely.
out in which direction he wanted
Definitely.
to go to.
Because
And I thought this was
we even see the kind of trend, and I'm not trying to incorporate anything else, but I just saw the little, quickie little excerpts of Avatar. So we see how we kind of going with this thing,
Yeah, but when I saw Avatar, I also thought that they kind of got a little bit of, some ideas or from Avatar because, Avatar has been out for a while, a
Yeah,
couple
well,
of years.
that's my point. That's it. That's it. I'm in total agreement. That's exactly where I was going with it. Oh, I just thought it was really, I thought it was really a different, and I mean, we've had underwater, communities and life forms and everything in the past, but this was on an altogether different level. And the people had strong identities as a specific community, and you can see them moving forward, with the whole, Marvel, is it, or
Yes,
whatever.
Marvel.
We can see them moving on with that whole franchise. And I like that part of it a lot. I don't want to tell too much because, Pei, you always get me about telling too much. I don't want to tell too much. I just want to say that we can see this moving forward in the future. We see where it is now, and we see it growing and growing, and we see the transition from, what it was to what it will become, and it was just really, it was just really beautiful, very creative, very entertaining. And just very forward thinking. I enjoyed it a lot. I really liked it. It didn't even seem like it was 3 hours to me
It did
because I was
not.
saying to myself, oh boy, 3 hour movie. Oh my goodness. It didn't, I was for it. I could have even watched a little bit more. It
Me
was,
too.
yeah, you
Me
know, and
too.
so it was really good.
What I will say is this was a movie about grief, it was about mourning, and it was about rebirth. And
And also about tradition, and value of life.
So I loved it, Ma.
Oh yeah, me too.
I'm
Me
gonna
too.
let you. I'm gonna let you tell me. We don't want to say too much, guys, because we want you to still to go see it. It's still new. We can deep dive into it at a later date, but we
So what
want you
is
to
it that you want me
experience.
to tell?
No, I want you to tell me what your rating is.
Oh, okay. I thought you wanted me to, share some more of the story.
No.
Okay. Okay. I'm going 9.5. I'm
Top
going
shelf.
super high. I'm going super high, top shelf.
I am with you on that, Ma. I was thinking between a 9 and a 9.5, because I thought top shelf, I thought it was really well, it was very thoughtful. I thought it was, you can learn a lot of lessons from it. I thought the casting was great. I thought the addition of the new characters, I thought the way that they treated the T'Challa, Chadwick Boseman, I loved it. They treated it with class. And I
Oh,
highly
the utmost
recommend.
value and respect. And they, I like the homage they paid to Chadwick Boseman
Oh, for sure.
so much, so much.
And I highly recommend you go see it. I'm going top shelf between a 9 and a 9.5.
Okay.
So,
All right.
let's move on to something that has been in the news, unfortunately, for the past few days. So we know that Dave Chappelle was the guest host on SNL, and he did a monologue that some people viewed as anti-Semitic. There were people before he even appeared on SNL they protest Dave Chappelle going on the show, and I think it was to do with some transgender issues, and then now people are saying that they felt his monologue was anti-Semitic. So Jon Stewart, who was one of Dave Chappelle's really, really good friends for many, many years, came out in support of Dave Chappelle and said that, "I don't believe censorship and penalties are the way to end anti-Semitism." And he also felt that he never thinks that Dave Chappelle is coming from a place of wanting to hurt anyone. So
course not.
I, for me, Ma, and I'll let you go. For me, I saw it, I watched it twice. And I will say one thing, I am
Yeah.
not Jewish, so we always have to defer to people who are Jewish. And but I think that we need to have an open dialogue, a dialogue. I think there needs to be education. I did not feel that Dave Chappelle was anti-Semitic. I didn't see it. I think he's a comedian. I think that he should have a liberal license as a comedian to make people laugh, to make people think. Sometimes things are going to be awkward. Sometimes things are going to be offensive, but many times people are going to be educational, and it's
Right.
opening the platform for people to discuss. So, what are
Yeah,
your
I
thoughts?
agree. I'm in agreement. It's the thing that we always say. I think that Dave Chappelle is what we have often referred to as an equal opportunity offender. I think he has offended everyone from A to Z and from Z to A. And we know that. And we accept that and we laugh at it and we laugh at ourselves. And some of it is very thought-provoking, some of it is very sentimental. I do not in any way think he is particularly anti-anything. Not anything. I don't think he's transphobic. I don't think he's homophobic. I don't think he's in any of those. I don't think he's anti-Semitic. I don't think he's anti his own race and group, black. I don't think he's anti-Latino. I don't think he's anti anything. Even when he says he is, I don't believe he is. Even when he makes jokes and says he is, he's joking. He's not
He's a
anti
comedian.
anything. He's a comedian.
But and I also think that
And
he's a very
that
intelligent
is
comedian.
absolutely.
I,
And he is sensitive. He is thought-provoking. He is sensitive and crude and considerate and rude. He's all of those things. And that is Dave Chappelle. And he's a thinking and thought-provoking comic, stand-up comic. And he is a storyteller. Okay. And he is that African word that his mother said that he was. The person who
I
tells
don't
the
remember
stories
that.
in the village. I don't remember the word either, which is why I'm talking all around it. But Dave Chappelle said it in one of his performances, and that is who he is. He is that African storyteller, and that's who he is. And if you can't see that, then you're being very thin-skinned. If all you can hear is him talk about your group, then you shut your ears to the other 90% of his dialogue. Okay? Because he talked about your group, he talked about my group, he talked about everybody else's group. He niggered all through the
Oh,
all through
my.
his monologue. I'm just saying, how sensitive are you gonna get? So he's anti-Semitic. Oh, he must be anti-black too. Oh, I mean, he's an equal of opportunity offender.
Well, do you
And
think that we need to
we
have this?
cannot be hypersensitive about that.
And do you think we need to have this open dialogue and educate one another so that we understand one another better?
Well, we do have an open dialogue, but you have to have the willingness to listen. There is an open dialogue. There's an open dialogue with Dave.
Well, yes, I agree.
There's the listening and the appreciation, but you have to
But
have
people have to be
the mindset.
receptive
If you
and
answer me, yes, absolutely, yes. And other people
he
need to
definitely
have
has that, but
that
people have to take him up on his,
mindset. Right. They have to have the
offer.
willingness that will absolutely, absolutely, daughter. Yes, absolutely.
We'll move on to something a lot lighter. I forgot to ask this question, Ma. But this is with Black Panther. Do you think there's been an even divide, and it's just on social media, so I don't have like real statistics of whether or not they should have recast T'Challa, King T'Challa?
No, I think
No.
they did it just right. No,
Okay, we don't have to go into whatever they
okay,
did or
I'll
didn't
just
do.
say this. I think it was way, 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 way too real. It was too real.
Yeah,
Okay.
I agree with you. After seeing, I will say, after seeing this, I understand why they did what they did. So,
Absolutely. Absolutely.
okay. On to somebody else who has been in the news. And this is for a silly, frivolous reason to me. So, Diddy revealed his haircut is $1,000. And sometimes, since he's outside, this is from him. He may need his hair cut every 5 minutes. If he needs to keep his bartender for the full day, he'll pay him $5,000. Is this out of pocket or on the money from Diddy, Ma?
See, I don't want to give an offensive response, but here we go. It's out of pocket. Okay.
Okay.
The reason I say it's out of pocket because no matter how much money Diddy has and how good his haircut is, he just never really looks that much better. To me, it's that you got to do cost versus benefit. And I don't think any kind of haircut Diddy is getting is making him look that good that it's actually worth it. The best Diddy could do is, I don't know if he's trying to be neat, because if you're cutting your hair a lot, that implies neatness, you know, not just doing it, but it doesn't grow that fast. He's not that hairy. His hair doesn't grow that fast. Okay.
Okay.
So, if you're just talking about being neat, once or twice a week is enough. What hairdo has Diddy ever had that you thought was worth any exorbitant amount of money? His hairdo, his haircut is not making him that appealing, that sexy, that anything. So I could see him playing his personal trainer a whole lot of money.
Okay.
With the body, get
Okay.
the body together. But
Okay.
all that
I see
money on
that.
your haircut, you need to cut down on your haircut and maybe give a little bit more to your personal trainer and tighten it up and give
Okay.
you more sex appeal in that way. But it
Okay.
ain't about your haircut. I think that money is not necessarily well spent.
Yeah, the only thing with the hair, the barber is that okay, you're giving this man, some good money and he can invest and do whatever he needs to. Now, whether or not it's money well spent is a whole nother story. And it's
He's
just
not,
like
in my opinion, he's not getting his dollar value on for that haircut.
that's a
Okay.
lot of money for a
He
haircut.
is not getting his dollar. Well, it's just not doing that much for him. It's not like he's a person who his hair is so outstanding. His hair is not that. He's got the typical African American man's hair, you know, who was just being conservative. You don't have Jay-Z's hair. I could see Jay-Z, who has just let his hair grow. And Jay-Z, now he got to pull back a little bit in the front, and you know, it's so long. You know, I could see Jay-Z's hair because he's got a lot of hair.
I can
So
see Colin Kaepernick's hair,
I can see, right. But
where that kind of stands out.
right.
That's a little bit
But
different.
for Puffy, his hair, or Diddy, you call him Diddy, I still call him Puffy back from the day, you know. But for Puffy, his hair is not outstanding one way or another. You know, what are you cutting every day, every 5 minutes? You know, he could have one of his kids cut his hair. You know, it's his hair is not that spectacular for him to be spending that kind of money for his hair. It just is not, you know. In fact, he might want to do something different with it. I don't know how much it grows. He might want to let it grow and see what happens with, see what that look is. But he's getting traditional haircuts. When I see him, he just has a regular hair.
For the most part,
Yeah,
I've only seen him,
absolutely.
experiment a little bit
Absolutely.
with mohawks,
He's
but.
never had anything extraordinary. I've never even seen him with a whole bunch of artistry, you know, a whole bunch of things cut and a whole bunch of different colors. I never see him
He's not
even
like
with
Odell
that.
Beckham or something like that.
No, it's nothing spectacular that he does with his hair. He just has a good haircut, you know. Nah.
Okay.
Not a
So
good dollar value. Get Puffy, like I said, give some of that money to
Diddy.
your body person. Yeah, all right, Puffy Diddy. Give some of that money to your body person, okay? All right, Diddy. Now, I respect whatever you tell us to call you. If you say Diddy, I'm with Diddy. You know, but I remember you when you was Puffy. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Diddy. All right.
All right. And so somebody else might have been in the news for something a lot different. And I kind of want to know, which one do you believe? So Jeff Bezos has pledged that he's going to give away most of his fortune throughout his lifetime.
And well, good for him.
And
that's wonderful.
Yes. And he started.
You know what? That before you get, go into detail, that's a wonderful legacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a wonderful legacy. You know, how much money you're going to have? You know, you're not going to live forever. Do something. Plan it.
And he also, and one of the things that he started with was giving Dolly Parton $100 million so that Dolly Parton could put it to good use for all the charities. Because, you know, Dolly Parton is known to be very
charitable. She's a big philanthropist. Yes, yes. Right.
The other thing that he did say, which is not so good, was, well, we know that Amazon has laid off 10,000 employees or is in the process of laying off 10,000 employees. So things are slowing down. You're seeing layoffs in many, many sectors of the economy. The probabilities say if we're not in a recession right now, we're likely to be in one very soon. So he's forecasting a recession. Come on. Which one of these things do you believe, if any of them? Well, we know that the employees.
Between what? Between him giving away his money?
Between him giving away his money over a lifetime or that a recession is coming.
I believe both of them.
Okay.
Why do I have to have either or? We always have periodic recessions to some extent. And for the most part, Black people haven't even noticed because of our lack of wealth. You know, most of us haven't even noticed a damn recession. But anyway... no, that, I know that's a negative joke, right? But
that was funny.
But wait a minute. But this is what I want to say. We have periodic recessions, okay? Ain't nobody jumping out the window or whatever, because it's not going to be all that. You know, some things we might have fewer goods. We might have more dollars chasing fewer goods, or fewer goods chasing more dollars. I mean, it goes back and forth all the time, okay? Mm-hmm. So we know that, and then. The other thing is that if he said that he's going to plan on how he's going to give away most of his money, you know, that's a wonderful thing. I'm sure in the meantime, he'll be living life like a multi-billionaire. So I believe both things are true.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Let's see what happens. Let's see if it's true, because some people say one thing and then do another, but let's see what
to whatever extent we will ever know.
All right.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't see what's in his books. You're right.
Okay.
Okay. I was gonna go into Tom Brady and Antonio Brown, but I don't really need to go into that because it's pretty obvious that Tom Brady reached out to Antonio Brown. You know, before Antonio Brown just kind of went rogue and just quit on the team. So I don't need to go into that. That's not very exciting.
Antonio Brown is out, right? He's just out.
He's out. Well, I want to know what your thoughts on Miss Giselle was seen getting super close to her handsome MMA teacher.
Oh,
and,
wonderful.
He's a teacher for her and two of her kids. And so they've known each other for about a year and a half, and they were out at dinner. So one source says, I don't think they're dating. The kids were there and other people were there. And then another person says they seem very close and very, happy go lucky around.
Yes. Okay.
So Ma, what are your thoughts on the possibility of Giselle dating right now? Some people also said that he was also a shoulder for her to cry on during her troubles with Tom Brady.
Of course.
What are your thoughts?
I think it's wonderful. That's very good. I mean, she and Tom have officially declared that they're, you know, filed for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they are not together, apparently. Okay, so that's pretty official, you know, so it's not like she was seen with him during the time that her and Tom was still supposed to be together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what she was doing, but nobody has come forth and said that, you know. So I
think they had cute little photo shoots together, though, prior to this divorce.
Oh, well, I don't know. So, what I'm going to say is this. Go ahead, Giselle, and get your man and do what you got to do, okay? Don't worry anything about Tommy Boy because he'll be fine.
Oh, he'll be just
Okay.
fine. The
He'll
women
be
are throwing
because
themselves at him.
he does not have to leave the football field to have him falling at his feet,
That's right.
okay? Male, female, and everything in between, okay? So, Giselle, go ahead and live your life, girl.
I 100% agree with that, Ma. I don't know what's going on. It's none of my business. But Giselle, if that's what it's looking like for you and that MMA person, good for you.
There
Live your
you
life.
go.
Live your life, girl.
That's
Like
it.
Nas said.
That's it. That's right. Shout out to Nas. Live your life. That's it.
Okay, Ma. So I don't know if you've ever watched Selling Tampa. So Selling Tampa
No,
was this
I've seen Selling Sunset
Sunset.
and Selling whatever,
Yeah,
but I
Selling
haven't seen
OC.
Selling Tampa.
So Selling Tampa was a spinoff of Selling Sunset, and it will not be renewed for a second season. And some of
Oh,
the
okay.
cast members believe it was racial discrimination that played a role in the decision. I feel like one of the
Because they
cast,
have more people of color in Tampa.
well, they were all people of color.
Oh, I didn't see it, and you didn't say that. I really did not see
My bad. They one cast member said, "I feel like we weren't given a second chance, possibly because of what we represented as minority women." And she went on to say that when people of color aren't fighting, they don't want to see it. But when people are fighting, oh, they get a second and a third and a fourth season. What are your thoughts on this?
I didn't see the program, so I'm at a disadvantage. But what I will say, here's my attitude again. Maybe you sell it the show to another network. Now, I don't know what network that was on. I'm gonna say Bravo or
It
something
was
like
on Netflix.
that. It was on Netflix. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you'll get a chance to sell it to somebody else, you know. And I would look at it like that because we've seen that happen a million times.
Oh, for sure.
You know, so I would keep a positive attitude. And if I think that there's some value to the show, you know, I would try to shop it around and see if we can sell it to somebody else. You know, if we can, we can. If we can't, we can't. You know, but I certainly wouldn't let that stop me, you know, from whatever my goals were in terms of that show. I would not let that stop me because things didn't maybe work out with Netflix, you know, and if that show and specifically doesn't work out, maybe there's another opportunity that you got because of that show. You know. So, you know, just keep it moving. That's it.
The
You
real tea
know.
is still popping, from my understanding. They're
Yeah.
still, doing
Yeah.
their thing. I
Okay.
don't know if you want to bring race into it or not. I don't really know
I
what
don't know
happened,
that that's
so
the case at all because I
I
didn't
can't.
see
Yeah,
it.
so
So I can't even speak on that, you
I'll
know.
just leave that alone. So,
Right.
okay, and something else, Ma, that is maybe give you a little laugh. So Lunell, right?
You know that's my girl, Ludell. You know I know Ludell. Oh
Well,
my goodness.
Ma,
What
she
did
started
Ludell do?
it.
Ludell, did you ever hear her stand up? You know
Yes,
she,
Ma,
yeah.
I've heard her
Okay.
many times.
Yes.
She started an OnlyFans account. She wants to make, people not only laugh your ass off, but to experience the wild side, and noting that she answers all DMs and not to be shy with requests. What are your thoughts on that,
Yeah,
Ma?
I don't know. You know, Lunell has a grown daughter, and you know, Lunell was on with
Are
Iyanla.
you being ageist?
No. Listen to me. Lunell's adult daughter was on with Lunell, and they talk about, and her daughter was crying and talking about how Lunell was an absentee mother because she was so dedicated to, you know, beat her career. She just was never around. So I say all that to say this. That Lunell will go far and do whatever related to her career. And she's what used to be known as a blue comedian. Now they don't have so many blue because everything is much more permissive. But in the day, if you told mostly sex jokes, you were called a blue comedian, you know, and you would only be exposed to certain audiences. Now, you know, it's everything, everybody, you know. So And Lunel was kind of always like that. So I'm not shocked. I'm not sure exactly what the question is. I'm not shocked. I'm not
No, I'm
surprised
just asking what your thoughts are.
that she is well. Lunel is very, we know she is very dedicated to her career. And we know she is very sexually oriented and very sexually explicit in her monologues. And I'm not shocked. I'm not shocked. I don't know now if you're looking at me to judge it in any other way, I will not.
I'm not shocked at it either.
Okay.
I think it'll be funny,
Okay.
and I
Okay.
think, that's part of her career. So I mean,
That's
I'm
Lunel. You know,
shocked.
she's been out there, and this is just another way that she's out there. You know, yeah.
All right. So Ma, it is the holiday season.
Yes, it is.
And we can probably start talking about like holiday things and Christmas stuff as you know. So there was a survey of 2,000 adults who celebrate winter holiday, found out 2 out of 3 would love to recycle the holiday magic of their favorite childhood memories. So
Okay.
probably like 72% claim they enjoyed the holidays when they were young.
Yeah.
So Ma, I want you to kind of to think of the top 5 most cherished traditions during the holidays. Could
Why is
name
it the
could be
number
Christmas.
five? Why is it number five? You
Well,
know,
because that's what
that,
they have here.
okay. Oh, you're reading somebody else's survey. Oh, I
Yes,
got
I'm not
you.
reading
Okay.
mine. Yes,
That's
this
not
is from
yours.
and this is from
Okay.
MSN. Yes.
So you asking me to spontaneously just give you five?
Yes, Ma.
Okay, here they are. Wishing everyone a Merry Christmas. When I was younger, people said to everybody, people you didn't even speak to throughout the year, everybody all of a sudden said, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. You don't hear Merry Christmas as often now.
No, you
Okay.
can't say Merry Christmas.
Not even just happy holidays. You just don't get that sentiment as often now. Before it was very pervasive. Ah, lack of Christmas decorations only in specific areas and so on. And, you know, where they have the light displays in the old days, almost everyone threw up some kind of decorations, whatever they were. They may have been sparse, they may have been elaborate, but almost everyone decorated. Open door policy. People just dropped in, had a drink, you know.
That's a
Hey,
tradition.
yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, is this the holiday? Haven't seen you since whenever. We're gonna have a drink, you know. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year's, Happy Holidays, whatever. Open food, all kind of Christmas foods around, you know, more nuts, fruit, nuts, cookies, all that stuff all around, just all the time. Whoever stopped in and wait and buying actual gifts and wrapping actual gifts as opposed to everything is a gift card because everybody is taking everything back and we don't and everybody is so ungrateful. They don't appreciate this, they don't appreciate that. They complaining about everything. They totally lost the whole spirit of Christmas. The whole spirit is the giving and the fun. And back to the ugly sweater days where, you know, maybe the gift didn't look good, but it was just so much fun and such a wonderful and happy season. You wore it, you know, and you didn't want to offend anybody by acting as if you did not appreciate their gift.
Well, Ma, you really had a lot
And,
going
oh,
on
I
there
have a
for
lot
somebody
more.
who
Christmas
was
music.
surprised by.
Don't buying that specific Christmas music.
All right,
Oh,
Ma,
I have a lot of them.
I'm gonna
I have a
finish this
lot of them.
shot. Can you give us a last shot, and I'll tell
Okay.
you what
Health,
they are.
wealth, prosperity. Health, wealth, prosperity. Long, 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 long life, and super duper happy holidays.
Happy holidays, guys.
Super duper happy holidays. And remember, all those traditions, they were traditions for a reason. They were traditions because they were good and they made a lot of people happy and made a lot of people feel good. So, salud and happy holidays, everyone.
Salud. All right, Mom. Number 5. Eating holiday meals. That's like one of the most exciting things that people look forward to, is all of the different exotic foods. People like their different spices. People like their hams. A lot of people eat ham. I think one of the different smells, like cinnamon, pumpkin, and peppermint.
You all this is food, okay? Keep it moving. Don't try to
Okay, number
distract me. It's
four.
all food,
Number
okay?
four, watching classic holiday movies. Number three.
My family didn't do that. I did that. I watched the movies I like, but the whole
No, but
family didn't
we would
do it.
watch Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and
Oh
Foster
yeah, and Charlie
Brown and
Brown,
Charlie Brown.
Christmas, you are right. But
Yeah.
you never want to sit through and watch It's a Wonderful Life.
I've watched it as
Oh.
an adult.
Oh, you never watched the whole thing all the way through.
As an adult, I did.
You turned it on, but you was doing other
I
things.
was cooking. Okay.
Right.
Number three, decorating the home. We know everybody likes to decorate the home. I mean, that.
Thank goodness you have a thoughtful and kind and caring and loving mother who reminds you to bring out all those decorations that you don't want to be bothered with,
That
and
is
put
true.
up all your fire, all your beautiful fireplace in your family room
That
because
is
you
true.
don't feel like being bothered.
No,
Okay, good.
you're right, Ma, because you have to
I know
remind
I'm
me, where's
right.
the decorations?
That's
It's
right. That's
late.
right. That's
It's
it.
Christmas Eve. Why don't you have your decorations up? No, not Christmas Eve. But anyway,
Well, quiet
all
as a
right.
step, I already have my mini Christmas tree out. November 1st, I pulled out my little
No,
Christmas tree.
we need to take out the Christmas tree. The Christmas tree needs to be
Okay.
out now. Okay. All
Okay.
right. Seeing friends and family, number two.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. That's the greatest. That
And
is.
number one, they said decorating the home, but number one is decorating the Christmas tree.
Yeah. Oh, the
Yeah.
Christmas tree decorating is so much fun. Yes, it
I
is.
love
Oh,
it.
yes, it is.
Ma, I need you to tell me three
Okay.
things that made you smile.
Sun, the stars, and the moon. And
No.
stargazing is wonderful throughout the year, guys. Don't forget stargazing. Even if you're just looking out your window and looking up at the stars, stargazing is beautiful, mystical, magical, and romantic for those of us who have somebody to be romantic with. And
Oh,
even
Lord.
if you, and even if not, is wish upon a star. Stargazing is a wonderful thing. Try it, guys. Believe me, it's beautiful. Okay.
All right, Ma. So I'm going to say Nipsey Hussle's life story is being brought to the TV screen.
Oh, wonderful.
LeBron James is one of the producers.
Oh, you know
And
LeBron knows what time it is. That's why I love LeBron. That's why I could just hug him. Virtual hug to LeBron.
it's
I just
going to
love
feature
that.
Snoop, Diddy, and Lauren London.
I love it. Oh, I knew. Oh, Lauren is in. She got her fingers on it too. Wonderful. Love it.
Number two, Snoop, Sade, and Teddy Riley are all nominated for Songwriters Hall of Fame. Congratulations to them.
Oh, so wonderful. Yes.
And number three, this is kind of a lot. So the Grammy nominations. First off, Beyoncé is now tied for the most nominated artist in history with her hubby, Jay-Z. That
Oh,
is
that's so
awesome.
funny. Well, hey, wait a minute. That's hysterical. Either way, they can't lose, right? That's so
They
funny.
can't
It's
lose.
all the Carter family, right?
Oh,
Oh, that's
for
hysterical. I love
sure.
that.
For sure. The
That's so
Knowles,
sweet.
Carter
Did the
family.
Knowles call? Yes, that's
Yeah.
right.
Or
That's right.
Carter Knowles,
Let me
however
get
you
it
want to say it.
straight. That's right,
Yeah.
daughter. That's right,
Yeah.
daughter. You're right. Let me get it straight. The Knowles call the family. That's right.
And the Grammy nominations are led by Beyoncé and Adele with nine nominations apiece. Number
Oh,
seven
that
is your
is so
by number
wonderful.
seven with seven nominations is your boy Harry Styles. And number five.
Well, he's Harry Styles is doing his little thing too. Come on,
And
whatever.
number five is
He's doing
Doja
his
Cat,
thing.
Ma. And
And
number five is Doja Cat, who doesn't even have a new album out.
that's funny, but I told you the thing with Doja Cat. She caught that little thing because listen, there's a lot of artists, and I don't, some of them I'm like, okay, I heard, okay, cute, that's nice, that's nice. But Doja Cat, I had to listen again and listen again and listen again, and I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I like Doja Cat.
Yeah,
I'm cool with Doja.
it's that little thing, Doja Cat. She cuts,
Yeah.
you know. So yeah, so good, so good. So congratulations to everyone.
To
Congratulations to everyone, and for those who are equally talented or even possibly more talented, stay with it. Stay with it. The world wants to embrace you and give you an opportunity and hear what you have to offer. Don't be discouraged. And Nikki, it's coming for you. It's coming for you. You hear me? You know, things don't always go exactly in a straight path. The way we think they should go. You stay with it. Okay? The only way you lose is if you give up. Don't give up. Stay with it. Okay? Sometimes you don't get the awards when you think you should, but that doesn't mean you're not going to get the awards. Okay? So stay with it.
Okay. I was going to ask if you had something to say, Mom, but I think you kind of ended it very nicely for us.
Yes.
So guys, I'm going to tell everyone to be safe, and thank you for listening to the Bambushi Happy Hour. Guys, subscribe to our YouTube page, All Things Peju, the home of the Bambushi Happy Hour. Subscribe on our social media at the Bambushi Happy Hour, and also All Things Peju. Guys, check out our Etsy shop. It's time to go shopping, okay? So go to our Etsy shop, the Bambushi Happy Hour.
That's right.
And we really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for all the comments. Email us at info@bambushihappyhour.com. Thank you guys. Be safe, and bye.
Bye.